This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, everyone. We're holding now almost Erev Tisha B'Av. If anybody wants to join us, hi from Los Angeles, how are you? If anybody wants to join us, this is Hashem, Tisha B'Av morning. We have really a very a meaningful program. We're going to be streaming live from the Young Israel of Woodmere, Tisha B'Av morning. They're giving us their adjacent building, and the address is 832 Glen Drive, and we go the whole morning. Really very meaningful program if you're in the neighborhood, or you could streaming online. Okay, we're continuing in Yevamos Samach Aleph Amud Beis. We're on the top of Samach Aleph Amud Beis. Amar Rav Huna. Rav Huna said, my time with Rabbi Yehuda. What's the reason of Rabbi Yehuda? What does Rabbi Yehuda say? The Tanakhama says, a koyen hedyoit cannot marry an islandess unless you already have a wife and children, because you can't marry a woman that's not capable of having children. Rabbi Yehuda says, even if you do have a wife and children, you can't marry an islandess, because an islandess is considered a zoina. What does that mean? Why would an islandess be considered a zoina? Amar Rav Huna, my time to Rabbi Yehuda. Tachsiv, the Pasuk says, in Hoshea, the achlu, they eat, v'lo yizvo, they're not satisfied. Hiznu, they're mezane, v'lo yifroitzu, they don't proliferate. From which we learn, kabia, she'ein ba, pirtza ena, b'ilas, enoi, ela, bilas nos. Any bia that does not produce children is only a bilas nos. So that's a very interesting idea. Any bia that's not capable of producing children is a bilas nos. So what does that mean? What if a person's wife is older and can't have children? What if a person can't marry a ketana? Well, a ketana ultimately should be roi to have children. But what if a person's wife is a zakena? Or what if it's the time of the month, she's not ovulating, so it's not possible to have children? But it seems like the way he's darshaning the pasuk, a woman who is fundamentally not capable of fathering children is considered a zoina. Tanya, we learned in a braisa, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer says, koyhein la yisa saktana. Wow, what a statement. A koyhein cannot marry a ketana. Now this is not said in the Mishnah. But Rabbi Eliezer said that koyhein cannot marry a ketana. Amar le Rav Chizda le Rabba. Rav Chizda said to Rabba, Puk ayin ba. Go and be ma'ayin into this halacha. Dila urta boila, Rav Huna minach. Because in the evening, Rav Huna is going to ask of you, what's the meaning of it? Meaning, why in the world can a koyein not marry a ketana? What's wrong with marrying a ketana? So Rav Chizda told Rabba, look into this halacha. Because in the evening, Rav Huna is going to ask you about it. Ayinba, and Rabba was ma'ayin into it, and he said he came up with the following rationale: Rabbi Eliezer, Savala Krameyer. Rabbi Eliezer holds like Krameyer, but Savala Krabbi Huda, and he holds like Rabbi Huda. Savala Krameyer. He holds like Krameyer the Chayish Lemiyuta. We know Krameyer is Chayish is Choshesh for the Miyut. Right, we've said many times, we just said this in Zidachayv, that what's the reason when Rav Tzvi Hirsch of Zidachayv was deathly ill, he was a goyseis, he said, give money to the tzedakah of Rav Meir Balanes. Why? Because even though the Gemara says, Roiv goysesim lamisa, most goysesim die, Rav Meir is choshesh for the miyot of goysesim that don't die. Rav Meir is always choshesh for the miyot. Okay. V'savala k'Rabbi Yehuda. And he holds like Rabbi Yehuda. Savala k'Rabbi Meir the Chayish Miyuta. He holds like Rabbi Meir is choshesh for the miyot, and a miyot of women are an islandess. For Savala k'Rabbi Yehuda the Amar islandess zoinahi. So you know why a kohen can't marry a ketana? Because he holds like Rabbi Meir that rechoshesh maybe the woman is an islandess, and rechoshesh, and he holds like Rabbi Yehuda that an islandess is considered a zoina, and a kohen can't marry a zoina. Says the Gemara, Ukareb Meir mi Savala. Does Rabbi Elazar hold like Rameir? V'hatani, we learned in a brisa, katan uketana, a minor boy and a minor girl, loy cholzen, they don't do chalitza. V'loy miyamin, they don't do yibim, divrei Rameir. These are the words of Rameir. Rameir says a katan and a katana don't do chalitza, and they don't do yivam. Amru loy l'Rameir, they said to Rameir, Yafa amarta she'en chaltim. What you said that they don't do chalitza is good. Ish ksev b'parsha. It says a man and not a minor. Makshinon ishal ish, and a woman is compared to a man, just like a minor boy is, can't do chalitza, a minor girl can't do chalitza. Ela mai taima in miyabmin. Why can't they do yivam? Amale, what do you mean? Katan shema yimtza sris. A katan can't do yibam. He might be found to be a sris, and a sris can't do yibam. So, and a sris, if he can't do yibam, he's going to be living with an eshasach. Ketana. Ketana can't do yibam. Shema timsa islandess. Maybe she'll be found to be an islandess. Venimtzu poigin be'erva. And it will come out that they will be poigeya in the erva, in an erva. So Rav Meir is of the opinion, a katan and a katana can't do chalitza, and they can't do yibam because a katana might be found to be an islandess, and a katan might be a sris. But Tanya, and we learned in a brisa, even though Rav Meir holds that we're choshesh for the miyat, Rav Elazar does not hold like Rav Meir. But Tanya, we learned in a brisa, katana misyabemes ve'ena chalitzas, a katana could do yibam and can't do chalitza. Divrei Rabbi Elazar, you can't do chalitza because they're not an ish, but they could do yibam because we're not choshish for islandess. So clearly, Rabbi Elazar is not choshish for the miyan. So you can't say the reason why Rabbi Elazar holds that a koyin can't marry a katana is like Rabbi Meir, because Rabbi Elazar doesn't hold like Rabbi Meir. And you wanted to say he held like Rabbi Huda, that an islandess is a zoinach Rabbi Huda, and Misavar, he doesn't like Rabbi Huda either. Why? V'atanya, we learned in a brisa, zoina, what's a zoina? First opinion, zoina kishma, zoina is a woman who strays away from her husband. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. So Rabbi Eliezer holds a zoina is a woman who strays away from her husband. Rabbi Kiva Oimer, Rabbi Kiva says, zoina is zu mufkeres. A zoina is a woman who is mufgar. Rabbi Kiva says a zoina is a woman who is mufgar for znus. Rabbi Masya ben Charash Aymer. So again, what does that mean? The Rabbi Lezer holds a zoina is someone who strays from her husband. Rabbi Akiva is a woman who gives in to any attempt. She's mufgar lakal. Ramasya ben Charshamer, afilu halach bala lahashkoisa. Even if the husband went up to Yerushalayim to give her to drink, uba alah baderech, and he came to her on the road, asa azoina, he renders her azoina. Which means this is a very lenient prohibition. The halacha is that if the husband suspects the woman of adultery, he has to bring her up to Yerushalayim to drink from the Saita waters. Not to be confused with soda waters, although they're both probably equally dangerous. But, no, just joking. Okay, so once the man has to give the woman the soda waters, he's not allowed to live with her. But what if he succumbs and he lives with her? According to Ramasim and Harsh, he renders her a zaina. Ramasim ben Harsh, Amar afilu halach bala lahashkoisa. Rabbi Huda Aymer, Rabbi Huda says, Zoina, zu islandess. Rabbi Huda says, a Zoina is an islandess. So Rabbi Huda is of the opinion a Zoina is an islandess, and Rabbi Elazar disagrees. V'chachomim Aymerim, ein Zoina ela giyoyres u'mishachrares, a convert or a freed woman, Bishanivala Bilazanos. Rabbi Eliezer Oimer. This is to say Rabbi Elazar Oimer. Panoi habal pnuya, if a single man lives with a single woman, shloi l'shem ishos asa zoyna. But the bottom line is, Rabbi Elazar is of the opinion that zoyna is a woman who strays away from her husband, and that's clearly not a islandess, because which man the Amar holds it's an islandess? Rabbi Huda. So therefore you can't say the reasoning of Rabbi Elazar is because he holds like Rabbi Meir that were choshesh for the miyad, and he holds like Rabbi Elazar, and he holds like Rabbi Yehuda that an islandess is a zoyna, because he doesn't hold not like Rabbi Meir and not like Rabbi Yehuda. So we're up the creek without a paddle. Why does Rabbi Elazar say that a koyein cannot marry a ketana? Ella Amar Rav Ada Bar Ahava. Rav Ada Bar Ahava said, "Hacha b'koyein gadol askinan." Here we're talking about a kohen gadol, and a kohen gadol can't marry a ketana. Why? Because like this, le'emas kanila. You know why he can't marry a ketana? Because at the time she's a ketana, her marriage is not a marriage. So when is he kohen her? L'chi gadol, when she's older. By the time she's older, he already lived with her, and she's a ba'ula. So the reason a kohen gadol can't marry a ketana is because ultimately he's going to be living with a ba'ula. Amar Rava, Rava said to Rav Adar Bar Ava, Mechalei Lev, you destroy the mind. By the way, it's not a compliment. Mechalei Lev, you destroy the mind. Why? Idikitsha Avuha, if the father married her off, so then she was married Midaraisa. Yeah, he shaita hudakanila. He was kind to her as soon as she was married off. So he's not living with a ba'ula, he's living with his wife. He was married to her from the start. The father's marriage is a full-fledged marriage. Ela mai v'idikitshanavsh, if she married herself off, then why would only Rabbi Eliezer say that a kohen gadol can't marry ketana? All the tanoim should say a kohen gadol can't marry ketana because she's a ba'ula. Ha, Rabbi Lezer, he v'lei Rabban, it's only Rabbi Lezer, not the Rabban. In other words, miman of shach. If her father married her off, so it's a full-fledged marriage, so why can't the kohen gadol marry a ketana? Elamai, she married herself off, and it's a mitzvah, it's only a kedushin d'rabbanon. And by the time he lives with her, by the time she's older and he does a full-fledged kedushin, she's a ba'ula, then why? This has nothing to do with Rabbi Lezer. Nobody should say kohen gadol can marry such a ketana. So we still don't know pshat and why Rabbi Elazar said kohen lo yisa saktana. Ela amar Rava said lo oilam kohen hedyot. Really, we're talking about a kohen hedyot. V'chay shinan shema tispate olav. And if a kohen hedyot marries a ketana, you know why a kohen hedyot can marry a ketana? Because we're afraid that somebody might seduce her. A ketana is very gullible. She might be seduced. So Gemara says, if she might be seduced, so that's considered an extramarital affair, then even a Yisrael shouldn't be able to marry a ketana. Yihachi Yisrael nami. No. The seduction of a ketana is an oinus. And therefore, if a Yisrael marries her, big deal. Yisrael is allowed to live with a woman who is nanas, but a kohen can't. Pitoi ketana oinasu. The seduction of a ketana is an oinas. V'oinas b'yisrael mishor shari. And oinas is mutter to Yisrael. So that's the first pshat. When Reb Lezer said that a kohen can't marry a ketana, he meant a regular kohen. And the problem is she might be become a mafuta. Rav Papa Amar. Second pshat, Rav Papa says, b'kohen gadol. When he said a kohen can't marry a ketana, he meant a kohen gadol can't marry a ketana. V'hai tanahu, and it's the following tana, the tanya we learned in a braisa. It says that about a kohen gadol, besula me'amav yikach isha. It says besula, so yachol ketana, I would think a kohen gadol can marry a ketana. Tam lamer isha, isha, yachol boigeres. Tamin loy mar besula. Now, can a kohen gadol marry a bagaras? It's not pasha, right? It's machloikes on nun tes. V'lo yisas a bagaras. V'lo yisas a machshirim be bagaras. So it says besula. So I would think a katana, therefore it says isha. Isha is not a katana. Then if it said isha, I would think even bageris. Therefore it says basula, because the bageris is not a full-fledged basula. So she has to be not a bageris and not a katana. How is that? Haketzad. Yatsasa miklal katana, she has to be out of the category of a katana. Ulechlal bagris loibasa, but she hasn't come to the category of bageris, meaning she's a nara. So if she's a nara, it's talking about a kohen gadol, and a kohen gadol cannot marry a ketana. It's a din d'oraisa, because it says isha besula. Besula says not a bageras. Isha says not a ketana. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak says hi tanahu. It's the following tana. The tani we learned in a braisa besula. Ein besula elanara. Besula is referring to a nara. V'chein hu oimer. Likewise, it says. Vehanara toivas mare meoid. Well, no, that wrong. It's not a Megillah. That's in Bereishis. Oh well, I'm having Purim withdrawal. That's in the pasuk, I guess by Rivka. Vehanara toivas mare meoid besula. Veish lo yada'a v'atir da'ayna v'tamalei kadavata'al. So it says, Besula refers to Nara. So that's another reason why a Kohen Gadol cannot marry a Ketana, because it says, Besula, Besula is a Nara. And the Gemara just concludes, Reb Elazar Oimer, the final sheet of what's a Zoyna, Panoi Haba Ala Pnoi, Shlodesh HaMisha, Sasa Zoyna, Amar Av Amram, In Halacha Kor Reb Elazar. The Halacha is not like Reb Elazar. Now, why... We brought six opinions and we're quoting one of them and the halacha is not like that one. Why are we singling out that one as opposed to any of them? So Aruch HaNer is very posh because on Omer Aleph, the Gemara tried to say that Rabbi Elezer holds like this Shita that Panei Haba Ala Pnuya, actually on Samach Omer Aleph. Remember this? Gemara says originally by the two dots, my time of the Reb Elazar ben Yaakov, Sarvala Kurb Elazar, that Panei Abala Pnuya Asa Zoyna. So the Gemara wanted to say, even though we attempted to utilize this Svara, we don't hold like it. Okay, now we start a new Masechta, basically. And we're starting a new subject. And this is a subject of Pru Revu. And we've actually discussed it in various Ion Shiur and what exactly the mitzvah of Pru Revu is. Is it the Maisabiya, which is the Shita of the Shagas Aryeh? Is it the result? Is it being a father of children, which is the Shita of the Minchas Chinuch? And Rav Moshe learns that the mitzvah is the Bia, and having the children is a patur, and he brings a raya from this Mishnah. Lo yivatel adam mipuri v'rivya elam ken yesh lo ibanim. Person cannot stop engaging in the mitzvah of puri until they have children. Meaning, having the children is not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is the Bia. And one becomes exempt from the bia once one has the requisite number of children. How many? Beishami Yomim Shnei Zachar. Beishami says two boys. Beishol Yomim Zachar Nekeva. Beishol says boy and a girl. Shneimar Zachar Nekeva Baram. By the way, the Yushalmi quotes Beishol that Beishol agrees to Beishami that you could also be Mekayim it with two boys. But according to the Bavli, no. According to Beishol, it's Dafka, boy and a girl. And we paskin like the Bavli's version of Beishol. Fine. Gemara, ha yesh lo ibanim, mi puriya v'riv, right? It says, you can't be mevatel from puriya v'rivya unless you have children. But if you have children, you could be mevatel from puriya v'rivya, but you can't not be married. Ha yesh lo ibanim, but if you have children, mi puriya v'rivya batel, you could be mevatel from puriya v'rivya, mi yesh lo ibanim, you can't be batel from marriage. Messiah Leila Rav Nachman. There's a proof to Rav Nachman. Amar Shmuel. The Amar. Rav Nachman Shmuel says, "Afa pishi yesh leila adam kama banim." Even though a person has many children, aser lamoid b'lo isha. It is aser to remain without a wife. Even if a person has many children, and if for whatever their wife is passes on, they cannot remain without a wife. Shenamar loy toiv hayoyis ad levadai. It ain't good to be alone. Man gets into too much trouble by himself. V'ikadamri, another shita, we're going to make the following diak. Don't be mevatim pervarivya unless you have children. Ha yesha, but if you have children, batul mi pervarivya batanami yusha, not only do you not have to have children, you don't even have to be married. What's the diuk? What kind of diuk is this? It says, don't be mevatel from children. Don't be mevatel from perivirva unless you have children. That implies, if you have children, you can be mevatel and perivirva. Well, how do you see anything about being mevatel from a woman? Tosfos says, because otherwise it should have said, a person cannot marry a woman that's not capable of having children unless he already has children. That implies that if a person has children, he doesn't have to be married. Says the Gemara, Neima Tavit Yiftad Rav Nachman. Let's say this refutes Rav Nachman, because Rav Amar Shmuel, who says you always have to remain married. Loi! The diuk is like this. Ein loi banim, if a person doesn't have children, not that you don't have to be married. Noi se'isha bas banim. You have to marry a woman who could capable of having children. Yeshua, if you have children, noisa isha delav basbanim. You can marry a woman who's not capable of having children. Now, what's another nafgamina? In other words, now we're saying, person doesn't have children, he has to marry a woman capable of having children. Person has children, they can marry a woman not capable of having children. And then the Gemara says, another nafgamina between whether you can marry a woman that is capable or not capable, is we know that one is allowed to sell a Sefer Torah for the purpose of having children. So if a person already has children, and let's say a person could get one of two wives, one that could produce children, one that can't. The one that could produce children, the only way you're going to get her is if you bribe her by selling a Sefer Torah. So if you already have children, you can't sell the Sefer Torah to get her. But if you don't have children, you could sell the Sefer Torah to get her. Nafgamina limkar Sefer Torah b'shvil banim. Beishamay oimrim. Beishamay says, the mitzvah purvu is two children. Shnei zecharim. Mai taimayo de Beishamay. What's the reason Beishamay? Yafin on me, Moshe. Beishamay says, we learn from Moshe. Moshe separated from his wife, and he only had two boys, Gershom and Eliezer. So we see that after two boys, you're mekayim the mitzvah. Tachsev b'nei Moshe, Gershom, Eliezer. But Beis Hillel says, no, we're going to learn out the mitzvah peruvu from how Hashem created the world. He created the world, a boy and a girl. But Beis Hillel yalfino mi b'riyasa shalaylam. And why doesn't Beis Shammai learn out from b'riyasa shalaylam? Because how did you want Hashem to create the world? Two boys? Ain't done an efsher mishayi efsher. You can't judge something that's possible to continue the world from something that's impossible. If God would have created the world with two boys, then we would not be here today. There would not have been that many generations in world history if Hashem created the world with two boys. So he created the world, Zachar Nekeva. You can't learn out from there that the mitzvah Puravu is a boy and a girl.
Rabbi?
Yes, Rabbi Gedalia.
Well, the Shvatim, the fact they had daughters, we darshan from a pasuk S,
but we don't have any evidence he had daughters. So I guess lack of any evidence is indicative, in fact, that he did not. I mean, in other words, we have no makar that Moshe had daughters. Okay, again, if anybody wants to join us Tisha B'Av morning, Gedalia, I'm going to send you the info, and you'll be able to send it out. Be'ezus Hashem, we're having at night, And the Tisha B'Av program is in 638 Oakland in the house. Except for Tisha B'Av morning, it's streaming live from Young Israel of Woodmere. There are going to be a number of shiurim throughout the day, including a shiur to South African community, and also Coach Menachem, which is Lakewood Radio, and a few other live streams due to Mincha Marav and throughout the day. So sleep now, eat now, and be available Tisha B'Av. Okay. Kol Tov, everyone. Bez Hashem, next week we'll pick it up regular, back to the regular schedule. Kol Tov.
Thank you.
Have an easy...
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.